This is Cloak and Dagger, a podcast about OSINT, technology, and global conflict. I'm MJ Benias. Podcast is powered by Sapper Labs Group. For more, visit www.sapperlabs.com.
I'm Dave McMahon. I'm the Chief Intelligence Officer of Sapper Labs.
I want to obviously, you know, jump in with you because I'm sure you have a lot of stories to tell, but we're at CANSEC. I want to know how Sapper Labs fits in sort of the broader intelligence world in Canada, what we offer to the national security community and industry. What does Sapper Labs do and why are we here?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think where we uniquely fit within sort of this community and ecosystem is that we're, I would say, deep generalists. We have specialists, absolutely, but we're not wed to any particular type of collection method or tasking or mission set or technology. We're able to operate across this broader ecosystem. So in real terms, what that means is we're an all-source collection company, processing analytics. We use a variety of different tools and sources to produce actionable outcomes based upon, you know, a specific mission or requirement that the client has. And that could be a commercial request or objective, whether that is doing due diligence, knowing your client. It could be from a human rights point of view and during human rights investigations, war crimes. It could be privacy investigations, child safety investigations, or from a military perspective, identifying and solving and delivering on the request of a commander for their intelligence requirements. They could be broad strategic requirements, operational or tactical requirements, and we use a variety of different tool sets to be able to provide those. So the way that differentiates us is that there's a lot of folks that are specialists in a very specific area. So they have satellite imagery, they have specific intelligence surveillance reconnaissance capabilities, they have certain data sets they provide, they have certain technologies. So we're essentially the integrator of a lot of that, integrating on the fly using cloud-based resources and pulling together those partnerships and networks. And, you know, our strength is the strength of our partnership and trusted relationships we have. It's the ability of those deep generalists and that team that I have, the excellent team that I have, to actually be pulled all together. So we understand how all those pieces fit together in terms of orchestration and integration.
It's like sort of like, you know, the Rebel Alliance from Star Wars, right? Sort of scrappy, and we can use any tool set we need and we'll make it work and we'll make it fit and we'll put it all together.
It's very, very agile. I mean, and the analogy too is we, you know, in terms of adaptive dispersed operations, we use the cloud. So we spin up infrastructure within the cloud. We connect all the experts in the cloud. We've got the tools in the cloud, the data sources in the cloud, you know, and we do that securely and in a way that is obfuscated from everyone, and also extremely nimble, and we can pivot off that. And as fast as we can spool up, you know, all those resources very quickly, at a push of a button, it disappears. You know, and we can move on to something else. So we don't need to covet infrastructure. We don't need to own infrastructure. We don't need to own the data. We just use it for specific moment in time to deliver an effect and an answer. And ultimately, we're just pursuit of the truth.
If you had to speak to people within government or within the decision makers in Canada who would utilize services that Sapper Labs provides, what would you say to them? How do we fit into their need?
Yeah, it's a number of these things. We provide enhanced decision support. So what that really means at an executive level and below is they need information, you know, the right information at the right time. They need to be, you know, accurate, timely, reliable, and they can't be inundated with it. The problem with them doing their own Google searches and relying on massive staffs and a machinery to deliver some of that stuff is they just got bombarded with information. They say, you know, they need to know the top three things, and they need to worry about walking into the room. They need that sort of boiled up or boiled down to them, but have it not being trivialized in a way. So it's how you take a very complex, geopolitical issues or social issues or military issues and say, we've looked at everything, sir, ma'am, and, you know, this is a ground truth. These are the three things you need to walk out of this room about. And here's this visual picture we have for you. So that's sort of boiling it up. The challenge we have sometimes is that within large organizations, they tend to streamline things like an assembly line in terms of silos. You know, there's people that, you know, would deliver certain sources in a certain way or certain types of intelligence, and it's almost up to the decision makers to try to put all that together and listen to everyone equally and try to, like, make sense. So that, I mean, there is that function that exists at a higher level in government, but ideally, you know, what we can provide a lot of leadership positions is this, that we've taken that sort of mess of curating massive amounts of data and making sure that it is accurate and timely, you know, and delivered to them the way they want in the format that makes sense to them.
I guess that fundamentally, you know, makes the company a bit different, right? We don't tie ourselves to anything specific, any specific infrastructure, networks, whatever, right? We can kind of move around and do what we need to do and get done. I imagine that's pretty unique in this industry.
Yeah, it's pretty unique. I mean, most people like specialize. So there's a lot of very strong specialist companies, and most of them we are partners, you know, and they do a great job. And so we don't want to replicate some of the things they do. I mean, if there's great technology or great data sets or whatever that are available, then we'll just take those. You know, we'll buy them. We'll partner up and we use those sort of networks. We provide the synergy that pulling together, you know, something greater than the sum of the parts that creates some emergent effects out of putting things together like that. And that's the way the world works. I mean, you know, we're dealing with very complex geopolitical issues that in some cases people are dealing with things with, like climate change. They deal with population growth. They deal with, you know, social political conflict. They deal with disruptive technology and science in silos. And they're all interconnected. And so we're looking at what, you know, how they're interconnected, you know, and that's why our team is very diverse. It's a very diverse team, comes from very diverse backgrounds, and we're pivoting from one subject to the other. So we're able to identify that there is connections between national security issues and climate change, between population growth, between littoral settlements and how the world is sort of evolving and migration and conflict. And that's how we don't see a straight line or a demarcation between counterterrorism, violent extremism, human rights violations, war crimes, you know, espionage and paramilitary operations abroad. I mean, it's all blended together because that's real life. The problem, if we start putting our threats and concerns in boxes, then we try to deal with them, you know, separately, you know, instead of dealing with the whole problem, looking at the whole problem set holistically.
Speak more to the diversity of sort of the strengths of the team. I mean, you know, I work with the intelligence team and you know, I have a specific background, but, you know, everyone's kind of all over the place. Can you talk about the diversity here?
Yeah, that's our superpower, I think. What I don't want is all the same type of folks telling me the same thing with their same sort of biases. And we all come with our sort of biases. So the team is diverse. I mean, we have a strong set of folks that come from a military law enforcement intelligence background with years of experience in that venue. But I also have human rights investigators. I have journalists. I have social scientists. I have people from different countries, speak different languages, different cultural backgrounds, different diversity, I have age diversity. Different experiences, different educational backgrounds, because I need that challenge function. I need to be neutral. The type of intelligence that we're providing is apolitical, it's nonpartisan, it's truth-based, and it's consistent with Canadian values and our worldview. But in the cases, I don't want to be blinded by sitting within my own residence chamber. You know, in the same way that we'd reach out and look at what's happening around the world, we would look at it from the way the people are seeing it from their own cultures within their own environments. Because I want to see that. I don't want it filtered, you know, a filtered truth. You know, and that's a tricky thing because, like, you know, we're not the arbiters of truth, but we're trying to navigate that. And so having that diverse team is really, really important.
So Sample Labs at CANSEC, tell me, you know, how we engage at CANSEC. Why are we here?
Well, we're here. I mean, CANSEC is the largest trade show for defense and security, and naturally also the intelligence services. You know, it's the sort of the place to be for a number of different reasons. The ones that are the obvious ones, but the non-obvious ones as well. I mean, a lot of the folks here are also engaged in everything from search and rescue to medical support, human rights support, human supported disaster recovery, you know, as well as technology, cybersecurity, cyber defense technology, and then all the typical defense industry support. And so, you know, that's core to our business line, is one of the things that we're doing. And so it's, you know, it's an important show, you know, and having everyone together, we all have busy lives, and sometimes we don't get, you know, to get to see each other. Sometimes it's just much easier to have meeting space, you know, and the analogy I like to use sometimes is that, you know, it's like, as an architect of solutions, it's nice having a full mechano set on the floor so I can see all the different piece parts. And so I walk around and see what everyone is bringing to the table. You know, that just, you know, gives me inspiration to how to put together a better solution, a full solution I may not have seen before. And that can move in all sorts of weird and wonderful sort of ways, whether I've had a discussion on academic research and advanced fundamental research on a whole bunch of different issues around, could be, you know, from cybersecurity to next generation mobile systems to, you know, how we deliver support in an effective way to, you know, disaster recovery support to, you know, folks in Nova Scotia or in BC or Alberta, or how we support Ukraine, you know, in times of crisis. So it's nice having all those different folks in the same sort of building together. And it's great to see, you know, post-pandemic, I think this is the largest CANSEC we've ever seen. So many different players walking around here, and it's nice to see the client base from across the public safety, security, you know, national defense, law enforcement, Coast Guard, like everything that they possibly imagine within this environment and ecosystem.
Thanks to Dave McMahon from Sapper Labs for sitting down with me in Ottawa. Also, I just want to thank Dave and the team from Sapper for powering this podcast. There are a lot of stories still out there to tell. For more OSINT news and content, check out www.cloakanddagger.blog. I'm MJ Benias. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you here next time. Thank you.